It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Six drops of the essence of terror, five drops of sinister sauce.
When the stirring's done, may I lick the spoon?
Of course, of course. Now for the tincture of tenderness, but I must use only a touch. For without a touch of tenderness, it might destroy me. Oops, too much. Better hold your breath, it's starting to tick.
Better hold my hand, I'm feeling sick.
Hello, Dad.
What have I done?
I'm Milton, your Brian Newsome.
A well-intended Daddy Deion Sanders created this entire mess. How do you think it might have felt being named Jack Nicklaus Jr.? Yes, Jack Nicklaus Jr., who goes by the name Jackie, was born in 1961, the first son of the greatest golfer of all time. His father, Jack Nicklaus, dominated professional golf for the first 25 years of young Jackie Nicklaus's life.
Yes, sir!
Can you imagine how many times per day the young blonde-haired Jack Nicklaus Jr. was asked if he played golf just like his dad? He must have been proud of his famous father, but young Jackie Nicklaus was placed under a golf microscope whether he wanted to be or not. Jackie Nicklaus did become good enough at golf to earn a scholarship to the University of North Carolina, and he would try his hand at professional golf. Check this out. Jack Nicklaus Jr. missed an incredible 24 straight cuts on the PGA Tour, and he never earned one dime playing professional golf on the biggest stage. Jackie Nicklaus then changed careers and became a very successful golf course designer for his father's company, Nicklaus Design. So what does this have to do with Deion Sanders? How do you think it might feel to be the son of an NFL Hall of Famer named Deion Sanders? Deion Sanders was a college phenom at Florida State University. Deion Sanders excelled as a defensive back for the Seminoles football team, a center fielder for the baseball team, and he even ran on the 4x100 relay team during track season. Deion Sanders played professional baseball and pro football at the same time. He was drafted by baseball's New York Yankees and the NFL's Atlanta Falcons back in 1989. Sanders' professional football and baseball contracts allowed him to play both sports during the same season. He would start by playing baseball in the spring, then leave for the NFL camp during early August, and return to play baseball in late September if his team qualified for the baseball playoffs. Deion picked up the nickname Prime Time by a high school basketball teammate after Sanders scored 37 points during a road victory. While still playing professional sports, Deion Sanders' interest in rap music led him to release a 1994 album entitled, what else, Prime Time. His extreme level of personal confidence and a penchant for wearing flashy jewelry in college and pro sports helped to create a persona which sports fans either learn to love or to loathe. So is it like father, like sons? Deion Sanders retired from the NFL back in 2001. He worked as a TV analyst for CBS Sports and the NFL Network. And after his pro sports career ended, Deion Sanders was helping to raise five children from his two marriages. His firstborn son from marriage number one was named Deion Sanders Jr. Deion Jr. played football well enough, though, to land a scholarship at SMU in Dallas. The young man eventually, though, moved into fashion design after college, and he's produced a few rap albums, too. Daddy Deion's second marriage has produced two more sons, Shiloh and Shadur Sanders. Now, their high-profile father became an assistant football coach for the son's high school football team in suburban Dallas, Texas. Having a world-famous father named Deion Sanders coaching your high school football team brought an awful lot of attention to Shiloh, a defensive back like his dad, and Shadur, a young quarterback. Now, Shiloh played well enough to earn a football scholarship to the University of South Carolina, while younger brother Shadur was developing into a top-rated high school quarterback. Deion Sanders interviewed for and was hired to become the new head football coach at Jackson State University back in 2020. And both Shadur and Shiloh came along as a package deal with their dad beginning in 2021. The Deion Sanders-led Jackson State Tigers won 11 games in 2021 and then established a school record with 12 victories in 2022. Coach Deion Sanders then surprised the college football world by accepting the top football job at the University of Colorado beginning in 2023. And of course, his two talented sons transferred to CU to play for their famous father during their final 2 years of college eligibility. The NCAA's name, image, and likeness rules allowed both Shiloh and Shadur to financially benefit from living in the incredible media spotlight in Colorado. Quarterback Shedeur Sanders' estimated NIL value was more than $5 million by the end of his first year with the Buffaloes.
Woo!
Now, to put that in perspective, that young quarterback in college, his net worth was higher than the 2024 NFL salary made by a middle-of-the-first-round draft choice. The Colorado Buffaloes improved from 1-13 just 2 years ago to a sterling 9-4 record at a college bowl game last season after just 2 years of the Sanders family in Boulder. Coach Deion Sanders was rewarded recently with a 5-year, $54 million contract extension. But then, the Sanders family balloon burst at the 2025 NFL Draft. Quarterback Shedeur Sanders' ego grew exponentially after his increasing media fame at both Jackson State and Colorado. Playing football for your famous father in both high school and college made him one of the rarest players on the planet. Shedeur Sanders has been coached using the same offensive schemes, though, in high school and through all his 4 years of college. And some pro football scouts think that his success as quarterback at Colorado has been greatly assisted by having the Heisman Trophy winning and second overall NFL draft selection Travis Hunter as the team's primary wide receiver. The media hype about Colorado's turnaround story drove the Sanders family narrative, too. The team was prominently featured in a number of nationally televised football games in both 2023 and last year in 2024. And the TV ratings for those games were winners, too. Coach Deion Sanders' wide-open offense allowed quarterback Shedeur Sanders to improvise quite a bit, and he made some spectacular downfield throws to the speedy Travis Hunter over the last two seasons. Colorado's 9-4 record in 2024 should also be attributed to a significant improvement in the Buffaloes' defense, too. All the while, quarterback Shedeur Sanders was being talked up by his father coach as a top NFL quarterback prospect worthy of being an early first-round draft pick this spring in 2025. Shedeur Sanders posted a terrific 2024 fall season at Colorado. He was named the Big 12 Conference Offensive Player of the Year. Now, those postseason accolades may have served to further inflate the young quarterback's ego leading into this spring's draft. The young NIL marketeer already had his own legendary brand, which featured a logo of a large dollar sign to the second power, like his football jersey, number 2. Shedeur Sanders does feel special and wasn't shy about letting the NFL folks know about his own perceived worth. Unsurprisingly, several NFL teams apparently thought that Shedeur Sanders performed very poorly during the interviews conducted in the weeks leading up to the NFL draft. The general consensus was that Shedeur Sanders' massive ego, along with his overbearing father, would quickly become a locker room concern for the NFL team which selected him or them. Though Shedeur Sanders fell into the fifth round of the NFL draft on Saturday. ESPN's longtime draft analyst Mel Kiper Jr., who never played college football, by the way, touted Shedeur Sanders as the very likely first-round selection. With 32 teams in the NFL selecting in every round, there were 143 selections made before Shedeur Sanders' name was called by the Cleveland Browns as number 144 during the fifth round on Saturday afternoon. In the third round of that same draft on Friday night, Cleveland had already selected University of Oregon quarterback Dillon Gabriel in the third round. Shedeur Sanders had now just become the fifth quarterback on the Cleveland Browns roster, and most NFL teams only carry three quarterbacks into the regular season. Cleveland Browns general manager Andrew Berry said that selecting a second quarterback in the fifth round of the draft was not something they planned to do, but it was motivated by Shedeur Sanders' falling price tag. He said this weekend, quote, "Once it got to the point where it felt like it was pretty steep discount, we just felt like this made the most sense." Mel Kiper of ESPN literally melted down on their set Saturday afternoon after Shedeur Sanders became the 144th overall selection in the NFL draft. There were four commentators on the stage and they went back and forth for nearly 15 minutes with Kiper questioning whether Shedeur Sanders was treated unfairly after being passed by all 32 teams in the first four rounds of the draft. That draft demotion to the fifth round cost Shedeur Sanders millions of dollars, too. Last season, the NFL's fifth-round picks, like Sanders was, will earn an average signing bonus of about $360,000 and a total four-year compensation valued at $4.2 million. Now remember, Shedeur Sanders earned a lot more as a college football player at Colorado with his massive NIL deal, but Sanders cannot return to college football after he has exhausted his fourth year of eligibility last season. So let's assume that Shedeur Sanders does become a quality NFL starter during his initial four-year contract. He still could earn hundreds of millions of dollars over his NFL career in his next two contracts. What happened to his brother, Shiloh Sanders? The older brother, Shiloh Sanders, was not selected at all during this weekend's NFL 7-round draft. But interestingly, Shiloh dumped his father, Deion Sanders, as his primary representative and hired highly regarded NFL agent Drew Rosenhaus to help him find an NFL job. And the defensive back was quickly signed to a new free agent contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a guarantee of about $50,000 whether he makes the team or not. And by the way, any player who makes an NFL roster this year will earn no less than the NFL's 2025 minimum pay of, are you ready, $840,000. Is it fair to compare this situation to the family of Archie Manning, many are asking? And my answer is, no, it's not fair. Former New Orleans Saints quarterback Archie Manning was never as famous as Deion Sanders. He spent much of his pro football career running for his life, literally, behind a horrible Saints offensive line during the early years of this expansion NFL franchise. Archie Manning never coached his two famous quarterback sons, Peyton and Eli, in high school or college either. Peyton Manning went to college at the University of Tennessee, while his younger brother Eli followed in dad's footsteps and went to Ole Miss. After Peyton Manning was selected number one overall in the 1998 NFL draft to Indianapolis, it was his brother Eli's turn 6 years later in 2004. The San Diego Chargers drafted Eli Manning with the number one overall pick, though Eli was quickly traded by his own request to the New York Giants just days later. Peyton Manning went on to win two Super Bowl games and was elected to the NFL's Hall of Fame. Eli Manning has also won two Super Bowl games, but he failed to make the Hall of Fame class of 2025 during his first year of eligibility. Neither of Deion Sanders' two sons were drafted number one overall this year. One or both of those young men still might have a very successful professional football career. And now we're going to have to wait another 20 years to see whether quarterback Shadur Sanders or defensive back Shiloh Sanders will receive their nomination to become part of a future NFL Hall of Fame class and join their famous father, Deion. The outcome should serve as an exceptional teaching moment for some of the overly proud fathers and their very talented sons. I'm Swamp Swami.